Hello, hello, hello out there, everybody, and happy holidays. The holidays are upon us, but more importantly, 2022 is seriously about to be out. Deuces, right? It's over, guys. We've been talking about it. I come to you at least every quarter saying, hey, what are you doing as far as your goals? And today is no different.
But of course, you guys know that I have to tell you a little bit. Welcome to another episode of AP Empowers. And I am just here today to encourage you, hopefully to empower you and to inspire you to be better today than you were yesterday, better tomorrow than you are today. And that's about growth. That's about movement. That's about moving. Action is always required, guys. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up, but I've been a busy little bee here, especially in this last quarter of the year, helping out with some family things. Things have been picking up for CWP Sports Consulting. We are helping young people and their parents be in the preparation stage, be more prepared for the recruitment process. Recruiting is not a given. There are a lot of kids out there that don't make it to that next level because they're not putting themselves in the right position. And that is exactly what CWP Sports Consulting is all about. Guys, I'm on my bike. So if I'm a little winded, that's why. But anyway, I'm excited to be here today. I'm excited to talk to you guys today. And today the topic is about, have you gotten to that point where you just don't care what anybody else thinks? And I don't mean that necessarily in a negative way because, you know, obviously people are always taking what you say and misusing it or abusing it or judging you because of it, right? And so that's not what I mean. But I do believe that everybody has got to get to a point where it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't matter what anyone else's opinion is about your situation, about what you want to do, about how you want to do it. It just shouldn't matter at some point. And again, that depends on where you are in your life and how things are going for you. But I do think that you have to ask yourself that question. Why does it matter? Or does it matter what anyone else thinks? Because the bottom line is that when you're talking about your own goals and the things that you're wanting for your own life, who's ultimately affected? Now, in some situations, when you have a family, when you may still be living at home, there might be some other people that's affected. But I think the ultimate goal is to get to the place where, even in having a family, self-love is definitely the best love. You cannot love others and show others how to love you until you love yourself. So that's where I'm coming from today. I'm coming from a place of self-love. I'm coming from a place of, it really shouldn't matter what anybody else thinks. If this is what you want to do, go get it. Go do it. Go out and be about it. Right? And so, you know, like I said, some people may not take that the right way, but just know I'm definitely coming from a good place. So I just wanted to chat with you guys a little bit today about that specific thing. I want to just share because I encounter so many people that have dreams and goals and things that they're working on all year. But in a lot of instances, they're halted because someone said something negative or someone said it wasn't going to work. And they were crazy enough to just believe that. And so I'm pushing and I'm saying, hey, when are you going to get to the place where it doesn't matter what they think? It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what their opinion is. This is your situation. Take control over your situation. Own it. And good or bad, win or loss, it's you, right? Because there is no losses when you look at everything in life as a lesson. Truly, right? So you're either going to win. And there's this song, guys, that has seriously been my theme for 2022. And it's probably going to go on into 2023. Because, you know, my family, myself included, we've had some ups and downs. But you know what we do? We keep pushing. We keep moving. And the name of the song is by DJ Khaled. It's called God Did. And, you know, I don't know. Y'all may not be on that level. Most of the people that listen to my podcast are a little bit older, a little bit more mature. But I love all types of music, all kinds of music. And so, obviously, I listen to all kinds of music and all types of music. But that song just really spoke to my spirit because at the beginning of the song, DJ Khaled is talking about They didn't believe in us. They counted us out. But God believed in us. And so that's kind of how he gets into the song. He's like, they counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. And there are people out here that's like that, right? But you have to use those people. And I know it's a lot easier said than done. You have to use those people as your motivation. You have to use those people and know if God put something in you, God wants that thing to come forth like pure gold. God wants to, he wants to see you soar in that thing. He wants to see you glide in that thing. He wants to see you shine in that thing. And so when you stand on that, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. You know, and it sounds real, like I said, I'm making light of it. But I've gotten a couple of people. I had a client. And she was very much a people pleaser, very much taking care of everybody else except for herself. But when she got that epiphany that it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, just to watch her was energizing. Just to watch her was motivation, like pure motivation, pure energy. Just watching her glow, watching her shine, watching her, you know, be about her business. Because like I said, ultimately, it comes down to you, people. It comes down to you, man and woman of God. It comes down to you, business owner. It comes down to you, student that is striving to be at the top of your class. It comes down to you. So when you put all of these, this other weight on yourself, when you put other people's opinions, you know, at the forefront of the things that you're doing, it's just not a good look, you know. And I mean, like I said, sometimes your decisions do affect others. But put yourself in a position to change that. Put yourself in a position, like I said, even if it does affect people, have those people be people that really love and support and care about you, because it makes the burdens lighter. It makes that weight a lot less heavy when you've got other people to carry it with you. And that's what I mean. I don't mean, you know, throw out everybody, throw out the baby with the bathwater, as the old people used to say. I don't mean that, because we need people. We're better together. And if we can get a team that is on the same page, that believes what you're believing, that wants to encourage you, that wants to push you, OMG, y'all just don't even understand. Like I said, I'm pedaling harder on this bike because I'm getting excited that somebody is going to grab this message and somebody is going to understand. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't matter what they say. What matters is the work that you're willing to put in. What matters is that extra mile that you're willing to go for yourself. What matters is God placed this thing inside of you and he wants to see it succeed. You know what I mean? Like I said, even when I go back to thinking about wins and losses, I feel like seriously over the last, you know, since COVID really, I've taken a lot of L's. I really have. And I had a lot of W's too. And my good always outweighs my bad. I don't care what the score looks like, right? I'm winning in my mind. So when you're winning in your mind, you don't get taken over to that other side like, oh, you have more losses than you have wins. No. I'm always winning. And that's how I perceive myself. Now, again, guys, this is not an overnight thing. You have to get to that point. You have to be mentally training yourself to be there, right? It's no magic. It's work. You've got to convince yourself. You got to wake up in the morning. You got to have scriptures or quotes or, you know, different things that people have said to you positively that you can push yourself through the day with, right? And so if you're just crazy enough to believe, right, that God doesn't intend for anybody, any of us to lose, not his children. He don't intend for any of us to lose. So one of my life verses is, if God be for us, who can be against us? That's Romans 8:31. And I always think about that because, yeah, there's always going to be some people against you, right? You know, right now there's this big thing going on with the HBCU world because Deion Sanders, you know, took more money and went to a Power 5 school. Hey, man, much love, much success to Deion Sanders. I wish him nothing but the best, because the little bit of time that he was at that HBCU, I ain't gonna call no names because I ain't trying to promote or, you know, be about anything. I'm just saying he did more than I've sat here and watched other coaches or other HBCUs, you know, not be able to achieve. And so sometimes you got to count your blessings, right? So people can be, woe is me. Oh, he left. Oh, he abandoned us. Now, how about y'all take that torch and run with it? You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. That is the mindset that I'm, it doesn't matter. Deion Sanders couldn't worry about what anybody else thought about his decision. This affected him. It affected his family. So he made the best decision, I believe, that was going to, you know, benefit him, period. And you know what he's saying? He's subscribed to this podcast, and I let him in on it. So he's saying, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. I got to do me, and you got to do you. I'm all about positivity. I'm all about winning. I'm all about your mindset being strong. And, you know, once you get there, let's win together. And another part of that song that I was talking about, God did, right? He says, you can either win with us or you can watch us win. Man, I tell you what, I probably could run up and down the street just to that little word alone, right? That'll preach. You know, if you're in the church, if you come from a church background, there's certain things that'll preach. That could be a sermon in itself. You can either win with us or you can watch us win. But either way, we winning. Either way, we coming for it. Either way, we going to get what God has for us by any means necessary. And that's where I want you to be today. Again, the name of this podcast is It Doesn't Matter What Anyone Else Thinks. Have you gotten to the point where you don't care what anybody else thinks about what you're doing? Because you know you're doing, you're walking in your purpose. You got a plan. You striving for greatness. So it shouldn't matter what anybody else thinks about that thing, right? So when you come from that standpoint, well, I'm telling you, ain't no losing in that. Ain't no, look, God will send the people. God will supply the money. You're going to do the work. Man, it's going to all come together. And that's what I truly believe for you and your life. I hope you believe it and receive it for yourself. I hope you got something out of this. But this was just a little quick one. Because like I said, guys, I'm on my bike. And I just really wanted, God dropped that thing in my spirit a while ago. And y'all know how my life is. Sometimes I get to sit down and, you know, really talk to you guys like I want to. But other times, I'm on the move. I'm doing things. But I just really felt like I had to get that word out to you guys today. So like I said, hopefully it blessed you. Hopefully you're willing to, you know, drown out some of that unnecessary noise and get back to your basics of focusing on you and what you need to focus on, what you're supposed to be doing, not what somebody else is doing, not competing with anybody. Guys, I got all these different types of podcasts. So if you're on this page, whether it's iHeartRadio, Pandora, whether it's Podbean, go stroll down. I got quite a few podcasts that are going to uplift you, and it'll get your mind right, if nothing else, right? But hopefully this one today can jumpstart you. You know, you ain't got to wait until 2023, right? We're in December. We're in the last quarter of 2022. Don't wait till 2023. Start now. Start today, right? If you can't start today, start tomorrow. Get ready for your blessing, though. Get ready for your winning season, because everything is about seasons, right? So if you've been going through a rough patch, if something happened and, you know, you just can't seem to get over, now is your time to start creating that new season, that winning season that you know God wants for you, right? I want for you. You should want for yourself. But sometimes, guys, first the natural, then the spirit, you got to go out and get it yourself. You can't expect God to just sprinkle some angel dust on you and it's going to happen. No, that's some work that needs to be done. You got to roll up your sleeves. There's some blood, sweat, and tears that need to happen, right? In order for you to get to this place. But once you get there, whoo, I tell you, it's glorious. Because as I stated, I've taken some L's this past year and the year before, but I've also taken some W's that have sent me soaring. And that's what keeps me going. And it's not about the losing. It's about the lesson, okay? So as long as when you take that L, you get that lesson, and you make sure that that particular thing ain't happening no more because you've learned from it, right? And you know what to not do next time, or you know what to do to make that not happen next time. You're winning, baby. How can you not be winning? This is AP Empowers, guys. I love you guys. I hope you've gotten something out of this. Again, this was just a quick one. I am coming. I want to let you guys know. I didn't do my housekeeping in the beginning. I'm going to do it now. I'm coming with some interviews in 2023. I'm getting them lined up right now. So if you are under the sound of my voice and you are a female boss, a female business owner, a female entrepreneur, I want to hear from you. I would love to have you on AP Empowers so we can talk about your winning season, right? We can talk about what you got going on. And just to let you guys know, God has dropped 3 different books, not one, not two, but 3 additional books in my to-do list, right? So I'm kind of working on them sporadically just as I get stuff. I can't make no promises that one's going to be out in 2023 because, again, I'm rolling. But I'm excited about that. I'm excited that God says that there's more in me that he wants me to produce. So I'm on it. I'm on it. I receive it. I ain't running from it. I ain't hiding from it. I'm on it. When Women Lead Volume 3 is on the way, it is almost done. Like I said, sometimes I have to pick stuff up, put it down, pick it back up. That's just me. That's the way my mind goes because it's always racing. And I have 2 or 3 other people that I'm really having to, you know, help be responsible for. And that's not even business. That's personal, right? So anyway, guys, so look for some great things coming. CWP Sports Consulting, we're still here to help high school athletes and their parents prepare for that recruitment process. And of course, Coach with Pride, leadership training and development and coaching, mentoring. We're here. Ladies, if you need a mentor, if you're looking to get your business to that next level, hit me up. I'm on info@coachwithpride.com. I'd love to hear from you guys. Until next time, y'all be blessed. I'm going to keep on riding this bike because I got to lose some weight too. Until next time, AP Empowers signing out.